Hello, listeners. We have a very special mini episode here for you. We are having Brad Karsh, the CEO of JB Training Solutions, return to the show to answer a question that I have gotten, a number of times over the last 18 to 24 months when it comes to building out training and development programs. So many organizations I talk to are struggling with this. They're struggling to know where to start, how to build, whether to bring in external trainers and pay money for it, or whether they can bootstrap things and do it internally. And Brad and his team at JB Training Solutions do a lot of this work, and wanted to just ask him this one question and really give him 5 or so minutes to provide some framework, some scaffolding that HR leaders or other business leaders can think about and use when it comes to building out their training and development. So here is, again, Brad Karsh. Brad, welcome back to the show. We spent a lot of time unpacking how individuals can be better at communicating and storytelling and all that great stuff. And I encourage people to go listen to that. But a big part of what you do is actually corporate training and going in and helping a workforce build out their training curriculum. And I have been talking with so many HR leaders and other business leaders who know they need to train their people. They know there's this vast array of skills, hard skills, soft skills, practical, technical skills, human skills, but they don't know where to start. They don't have much money to invest in it, especially in mid-market business, which there are so many of. And they are asking me like, hey, do you know anyone that knows how to build this stuff out? You know, it just comes up all the time. I know that you do a lot of this work. I would love if you could just spend a few minutes explaining how you advise your clients to think about the training curriculums that they build and how to scale from nothing to some kind of full-blown curriculum. Because it's not just, hey, put it all in at one time. There's a process and a timeline to this. How do you advise clients to be thinking about this challenge?
Yeah. No, I get asked, obviously, that question a lot too. So it is quite salient. And really, it is a process in terms of how you come up with it. And it starts with the technical term for it is a needs analysis. In essence, what do our people need? Do we need to be better communicators? Do we need to be better managers? Do we need to work more effectively with each other? Do we need to understand how to use this piece of software or that piece of software? Do we have to understand our client's business better? What are all those things? So usually, if it's HR or business leaders kind of spearheading it, start with the needs analysis. You might have a pretty good sense for what you think your employee base needs. But if you are a mid-market company, so you're, let's say, 100 employees, somewhere in that camp, you know, give or take, maybe a little bigger, maybe a little smaller, you certainly don't have your hand on the pulse of every employee there and every manager and leader. So start with that. What do we need? What are some of the skills that could make us better, right? So you start with that. Now, you'll get a disparate thing, but my guess is, and having done this a lot, there'll be some themes running through. Hey, our new employees are really struggling making the transition to the working world. Or gosh, we've heard a lot that people are leaving because they aren't getting along with their manager. And there are usually a few themes that'll pop up that you can start to think about and focus. Some will be what we call hard skills. Hey, how do I run this software? Or how do I learn more about my business? Some of them are what are called soft skills, but I've heard a new term I like better, O'Brien, power skills. Right? They're not soft. They're important. They're power skills.
Yeah.
So you got your hard skills, you got your power skills.
I think of them just as human skills too.
Yes. That's probably a better way to talk about it. You know, a lot of times I'll be presenting people like, hey, this is great advice for work. This is also great advice just in general for my life.
Amen.
So we'll call them human skills, power skills, soft skills. And then what you want to do is think about what is our budget? What can we do internally? What can we do externally? Typically, this is going to sound weird from a guy who's in the learning and development business. If you have the time, capacity, and ability to do all your training in-house, that's awesome, right? We'll start with the hard skills. If you want to teach somebody on how to run that software, get somebody who's working in the software, who knows the software, who maybe built that software, have them teach that class. But it's one thing to teach a class, and it's one thing to teach a class that's going to be good, memorable, and ultimately practical and applicable. So the saying in the training circles is that for every hour of programming, it takes about 10 to 20 hours of development time to come up with a class. So if I want to do a 3-hour class on how to be how to get feedback effectively, it might take me 50 to 60 hours to develop that class to make sure it's great. And then you have to practice it and develop it. So what I found, I think it's great if you have internal, you've got this great leader, have them teach everybody how to be a great leader. But it's not just about grabbing them and saying, hey, can you talk to this team about leadership? You have to put time and effort. You want it to be interesting. You want it to be engaging. You want it to be practical, memorable, and applicable. So if you can do it internally, have the time, capacity, and resources to do it, that's great. If you need somebody else to develop those classes, that's fine too. But ultimately, it's about figuring out what are the areas that we need and then building a curriculum around it. So if it is a small company just starting out, I might say, hey, don't try and boil the ocean. Let's start with our leaders. What's most important? Let's start with some of our leaders. And we'll have a 3 or 4-part series on how to be a great manager, right? Once we kind of get that going, maybe we'll do a little something on how the entire company can work more effectively together. What are our different communication, leadership, and work styles? So different programs like that. Hey, we need some help with a DEI training. What does that look like? So it starts from the needs analysis. Then it's like, let's start with my most important constituencies. Then let's put together a program either internally or externally that's going to be applicable, practical, and engaging. And then kind of build from there.
And for anybody who wants to help this internal subject matter experts that they bring in understand what it means to be practical and engaging, go back and listen to the first episode that we did together. It's about 45, 50 minutes long, and Brad teaches a masterclass there in what it means to be engaging, bring your best self to any communication situation, how to think about sharing data, storytelling, all of that kind of stuff. We unpack all of that there. So definitely would encourage people to start with that resource if they've got somebody that they want to lead in internal training, but they want to maybe train that person up a little bit on what it means to be an engaging speaker. So want to definitely refer people back to that. Brad, thank you. For people who want to go through that kind of exercise and, you know, just like when we go to the gym and work out, like a lot of us know what we're supposed to do, or we hear somebody say, we go, that's great. I still want a trainer to like walk me through the process, put me through the exercises. How can people engage with you and with JB Training to actually go through that kind of thing? And what's the kind of cost that they should be thinking about that's associated with that kind of needs assessment?
Sure. Again, the needs assessment can be relatively straightforward, and that is totally going to depend. A lot of organizations might just have us advise them on some questions to ask, and that can be super simple and doesn't cost a ton of money at all. And then it's the ultimate creation of that curriculum and development of the programming and rolling it out. So we obviously have a ton of programs already. We have about 40 different training programs on all sorts of topics, and we customize that for every client that we work with. And if you want to do some stuff internally, we do train the trainer. So we can help you understand how to create a class, how to develop that trainer so that they are effective. And there's some formulas in terms of creating classes. How much content versus how much practice versus how much hands-on versus how much follow-up. All those things there's an art and a science behind all those things to make sure that at the end of the day that it sticks and it has an impact on the business. So we do all those types of things. We're at jbtrainingsolutions.com, and we'd be happy to chat with anybody about any of those topics.
All right. Well, good luck to everybody out there who is struggling with those. And I know that is a lot of people. So Brad, appreciate you coming back on the show and unpacking that a little bit for us.
My pleasure. Thanks.